World-renowned economist and Harvard University professor Kenneth Rogoff has brushed off Donald Trump's declaration of a global trade war as bluster and grandstanding. But the former chief economist of the International Monetary Fund worries that Mr. Trump is risking America's moral leadership by imposing hefty tariffs on imports of steel and aluminium into the United States. Professor Rogoff warns Australia would be collateral damage in any trade war, despite recent claims of mateship between Donald Trump and Malcolm Turnbull. Kenneth Rogoff is visiting Sydney and spoke with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Well, I wasn't really very surprised by it. And let's understand, he says one thing one day, another thing another day. But this is something we knew was coming. I don't think it's going to lead to anything dramatic, because having really big tariffs would be disastrous for his beautiful stock market. It would be disastrous for growth in the U.S.
But this does look like a global trade war. Even Donald Trump has used the term trade war. So could this trigger something a bit more ugly and damaging for the global economy?
Well, it's possible. The United States has always been a beacon of free trade. And whenever the U.S. does something, and we do things occasionally of slapping on tariffs, it weakens our allies in other places who want to say free trade is good. But I think Donald Trump wants the economy to do well, and I think he kind of understands that if he does too much of this, it's a disaster. The trade war and stuff is just his usual bluster, praising President Xi, lots of things that he says.
On the other side, this could actually push up prices in the United States for U.S. consumers. But Donald Trump, despite all this, is very, very popular for doing this.
Quantitatively, for the United States, this is a small thing. The big thing is giving up our moral leadership, which Donald Trump seems to welcome. He likes the attention. He likes the news cycle. Let's not forget that just 6 weeks ago, he started saying, I might be willing to have a trans-Pacific partnership. Wow, that's a much, much bigger thing than this.
You feel there's an element of grandstanding here from Donald Trump, but are you getting used to a U.S. president conducting trade and diplomacy over Twitter?
Grandstanding from Donald Trump? What are you talking about? Yes, of course he's grandstanding. And in a way, it's very effective. I remember back when Ronald Reagan didn't know what to do about Cuba. He didn't know what to do about the Sandinistas in Nicaragua. So what does he do? He invades Grenada. And there's a parallel here. We're worried about trade with China. We're not really worried about, you know, trade with Canada and Australia. But he doesn't know how to go about addressing that. China's really the elephant in the room here, and Donald Trump is still feeling his way around that.
Our Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's recently been in Washington with Donald Trump, where they declared they were the best of mates. But should Malcolm Turnbull expect to be carved out or excluded from these tariffs?
I'm not sure anyone's going to get excluded from these tariffs. And of course, Trump didn't seem to know that Australia actually runs a deficit with the United States. It actually challenged him initially on that. So no, I certainly feel for your prime minister having to deal with our president. I feel for any world leader having to deal with them, except perhaps for Putin, who seems to be less anxious about it. I'm afraid our good partners like Australia are going to be collateral damage here.
Harvard University professor Kenneth Rogoff with senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.